are listening to WHFR, the station making waves here at 89.3 on your FM dial, WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.FM anywhere in the world. We are about to go live in the studio with the band that is described as hard rockin' gothabilly frenzies. They're called Gravetown. They're warming up in the background. In the meantime, we'll just keep some music going. The Crooks are going to be playing this weekend at PJ's Lagerhouse Friday night, along with Christopher Pratt and Patrick Davey and the Ghost. We're going to listen to the Crooks off their self-titled CD, something called Face Down Blues, and you can check them out Friday night, PJ's Lagerhouse. About to go live with the band Gravetown here in the studios on the Motor Live Drive. In the background is the Crooks, who are playing PJ's Lagerhouse along with Patrick Davey and the Ghost and Christopher Pratt Friday night. Forgot to mention that Splitting Nickels, besides playing Friday night at the Ferndale Library, are also playing at Paychex Friday night along with Jesus Chainsaw Massacre and the Juliettes. Pat Pred has a show Saturday night at Solid Ground in Plymouth, and that is Saturday night, starts at 7 o'clock. Daniel Harrison's been doing a regular gig over at Bullfrog on Friday nights, and the Mugs are playing Friday night at Callahan's. As usual, we've got more music than we have time to get to. Let's see, the Woodmen, Hush Money, White Shag are playing at the Belmont Friday night. And the Motor City Misfits are playing Chili's on Hayes Rose in Clinton Township on Friday night. This has been the Motor Calendar, where I tell you what's going on around town and encourage you to get out and support live music. We're about to go live in the studio with the band, and I'll turn it over to Mr. White, and we'll bring down the Crooks. Get out and support live music. Without you, it wouldn't be real.
All right, and we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right here. We have Gravetown in the audience in the Live Drive at 5 studio today. Hey, guys, are you there?
We're here, Roger.
Wow! Hey, that's Mr. White to you, boy. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just kick things right off? What are you going to start off with today?
Oh, we're going to do a classic called They Never Come Back.
The band Grave.
I wrote it down to let you know they never came back again. Deep in the woods off the eastern shore, travelers found a well. Climbed inside to take a look, they never came back to tell. Searchers and the rescuers most did not return. Go grab my gun and my hound dog lips, see what we could learn. Ooh, round the bell we go, ooh, now don't see no. Little moans and a works and smell, all end up at the bottom of the well. Awful dark, Luke had found a well. Sitting with his fiddle, sat the devil out of hell. They sang a song, danced a jig, got all on the tank. When he made a move for me, from his leg, Luke took a bite. Ooh, round the well we go. Ooh, now, do-si-do. Fiddle moans and a works and smell. All end up at the bottom of the well. And home gave a curse, and then he cracked a grin. He had his fiddle, I had his violin. When he got all nice and friendly, he tried to make a deal. I threw that fiddle in the well, with nipping at his heels. He went back down that hole of his, laughing all the way. We blew the hell out of that well, they buried to this day. Ooh, round the well we go, ooh, now don't you know. Little moans and works and smell, all end up at the bottom of the well. Well, this is a song's tale of woe, written by my hand. I wrote it down to let you know it never came back again. Never came back again. Never came back again. They never come back.
All right. Sorry for that rough beginning. I hit the wrong button and turned it off on the computer instead of turning you on. Roger had snuck around and hit the button before I got there. And we're going to have to remind Roger not to leave this chair because you describe yourself as gothabilly music or...
No, I think Roger did.
Roger did. They're all like 2.5 minute songs.
pretty much. We're kind of an alt country band. I mean, it's a rock band for all intents and purposes.
Okay, well, this is Gravetown in the studio, and you want to introduce the band?
Yeah, on lead guitar here, out of Littleton, Colorado, we've got the Rod Man. Okay, on drums. We've got a great artist, Mr. Jim Rote. And on bass, last but not least, we've got Mr. Big Joe Bottoms laying down the heavy thump.
Big Joe! All right, and isn't he a staff member here at Henry Ford Community College?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, we'll keep it on the lowdown then. Okay. Whatever anybody tells you, he is not a faculty member here at Henry Ford Community College.
Nope. So anyways, I haven't seen you guys in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
I think we've known each other for 25 or so. It's like great to see you two.
Well, it's good to see you back in front of the mic with a guitar in your hand. And why don't we get that guitar working some more?
Sounds good, man. This one's called Down to Mexico. Every time I go, I kinda lay down low. Ain't no sweeter than a pretty senorita. gotta let you know that I've been thinking when I ain't been drinking. World's a big place to roam. Just lean and bang my nice Cadillac. Going down to Mexico. Going down to Mexico.
Oh, the Gravetown right here on the Live Drive at 5. You got some big shows coming up, don't you?
We got a few shows coming up. We've got one coming up this Saturday at the Ritz. It's a benefit for this woman that passed away and left a 9-year-old boy to fend for himself. So it's, you know, we're asking people to come on out at the Ritz in Warren and dig deep, you know, and, you know, give to your heart swells.
In fact, that's what music's really all about. It's what you give and it's what you get.
I guess. Hey, Roger, you ever been in a bar fight?
I usually let Margaret handle that.
That's what I thought, man. That's what I thought. Well, we know she can handle herself.
Oh, she can. Oh, my goodness. She doesn't like to talk about it, so just keep it on the low down.
All right, this one's called I'm All Right. It's about a bar fight.
I remember it right. Looking down at my bloodstained hands, the other night dying in the sand. I'm all right, but I had a rough one last night. There was drinking and dancing and laughing and ladies galore. I caught a wink from a beautiful girl by the door. Tell him, Roddy. I'm all right, but I had a rough one last night. With some luck, I'll forget it. Can be turned and the dealers hold cards and hold them tight. I'm all right, but I had a rough one last night. Oh, let's take it on board.
Gravetown here on the Live Drive at 5. Hey, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
Well, you know, we got a couple of things online. We've got manstermusic.com, and we've got...
How do you spell that?
That's M-A-N-S-T-E-R, music, all one word, .com.
All right.
Yeah, and we're also on the MySpace. We got a Facebook page and those kind of things, so you can look us up.
All right. I know your MySpace page, but on Facebook, is it Gravetown?
Yeah, you have to basically go to my page, and then from my page, which is John Koester, K-O-E-S-T-E-R, then they can find the Gravetown from there.
All right. Well, we want to be able to want people to be able to find you.
Hey, you and me both.
All right. So, and they can find you, what, next week at the Ritz?
No, it's this Saturday night.
This Saturday?
Yeah. And then the following Saturday, we're out at the Doghouse.
The Doghouse. Now, where's the Doghouse?
That's in Clinton Township.
All right.
That's a little itty-bitty place.
And you're playing there a couple of times. You're going to be in there in December as well.
Yeah, we're going back in December with our buddies Tiles.
Oh, the Tiles?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them for a while.
I used to help them with their recordings, like, way, way, way back. You know, I think they were called Moving Pavement or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, I think last time they were here on the Motor Live Drive, they said they were breaking up, but I guess they're back together again. You can't put those tiles down.
I guess.
You put the sticky backing on them, but they won't stay down.
They're sticky. You ought to see my shower. That's not an invitation either. Okay, hey, this next tune is about an idea that we had, you know, given the economy, and we all ran it by our wives and whatnot, and we're completely shot down. Does that happen in your household, Raj?
Oh, no, never.
So right. We'll tell you all about the idea in this song. This is called Kings of Tennessee.
Well, I told my old lady, gonna hitch her up a ride to the unchanged country, living free and untied. Pack your things, we leave tonight. I'll see those hills by morning light. She said it was crazy, but she started to pout. I said, hey, baby, I got it all figured out. We'll build a shack and eat right from the vine. Next to a river where the water runs like wine. Kazoo, baby, baby. Here is not the place we need to be. Just like Bonnie and Clyde, we can nab us an outlaw ride and live like kings in the hills of Tennessee.
Your songs are pretty short today.
They are short.
In fact, it's that country influence, I think.
We just keep them jumping, you know.
Well, is that because you want to get them on AM radio?
No, that's because we want to get off the stage really quick. You know, I heard the Ramones, they went out on tour once, and they had a 40-minute set. By the end of the tour, they had it, whittled down to, 25 minutes or something like that. So,
well,
that was inspiring.
So that means everybody who comes to see you, get there early. Or you might miss them.
No. Depends. No? Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's like they stick us with a metal band and a pop band. There's really no scene in Detroit, as far as I can tell, for the type of things that we're doing.
Well,
so.
Really, you're a little bit different. You got that country influence, but you got that heavy rock guitar, and you got those big loud drums. So you got a lot of different things going on.
Okay. Yeah. Heck yeah.
This is true.
This is very
true. Yeah. So yeah, you're not just one thing. You're there to appeal to everyone.
It's like St. Paul said, be all things to all men.
Oh, my. Hallelujah. Can you do some gospel or rock and rolls?
You know, we do have a gospel song for you. I mean, if that's a request, we could do that, but we might save it for later.
Okay. All right. Please do.
And you get special dispensation after we do play it, so it takes care of any type of mass thing that you got to go to. So... That's a special blessed song. But anyways, this one's about a motorcycle trip. This is across Kansas and Colorado, and, you know, it's just things from my past. So this one's called I Walked Away.
She lay behind me with Wichita in sight. I left a trail of blood through the night. Travel in an outlaw world with traps on either side. Inside the jaws of death against I ride. In the morn, turbid rain. Trouble reared its ugly face on a road outside of haze. On a wing and a prayer. of a woman that would make the devil blush. In a town that had no pity, outside of Salt Lake City, she lay beneath some boards piled high with brush. All the flames kiss the night sky, so it's hammer down or slammer bound or off to Mexico.
Clams were free, by the way.
Now, this was a true story, right?
They're all true, Roger.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Well, that's the way life should be. Yeah.
Woo. Well, anyways, I guess we're getting to the cover portion of our show. We're going to do a cover song by the great George Jones, co-wrote by Don Rollins. This is called The Race Is On. I feel tears welling up, crawling deep inside like my heart's from big break. And sad, lonely, and sharp, painful, I may never shake. You might say I've been taking it hard since wrote me off a call. Don't wager that I hide in sorrow, and my rear ride down the ball. Now the race is on, and here come five factors. Heartaches going to the inside, but tears, oh man, try not to fall. My heart's out of running, true love's rest for another sake. Race is on, and it looks like heartache. Winner loses all. I once ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. Now I live in fear, waking up each morning and finding that's gone for me. Thinking of pain in my heart for the day was the day that I hated to face. So when we came up to win her, I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here come five factors. Heartaches go to the inside. My tears hold back, try not to fall. My heart's out and running, two loves just for another sake. Race is on and looks like heartache, the winner loses all.
Gravetown, doing good old country music with a little bit of a twist. Yeah, in fact, now you were showing off your guitar earlier, and I know a lot of people out there are always interested in what people are playing. So what are you playing there today?
Well, within the last 2 weeks, I've gone through some changes, just due to the nature of our set. I gotta tear one guitar off and grab another, switch between the acoustic and the electric. So I went ding, and I bought myself a little hybrid guitar. It's made in, it's called an Italia. It's got to be Korean. I mean, everything is, but it's supposedly Italian manufacture. And I can switch between, you know, a heavy or a nice acoustic-like sound, you know. It doesn't take the place of a nice a Gibson acoustic, but it's cool.
Okay. And what are you playing that through?
Oh, just my little AER Compact 60.
Okay, it's about a foot square.
Hey, it's the best little thing. You cannot beat it for an acoustic guitar.
Okay.
That's a blanket statement. It's just beautiful, you know.
Now, and it's in vast difference to your other guitar player, the Rodman. He's got a big Marshall amp.
Yep, he's got himself a nice JCM triple lead. You know, plays himself an SG and has himself a hell of a good time.
Okay, and what about the bass? What are the bass player playing?
Just a nice jazz bass, you know, from Fender, you know, and we got Jimmy Rote playing a nice little maple clown kit.
Okay, yeah, he is. It's the smallest bass drum I've ever seen.
Yep. Well, we took a little floor tom and turned it into a kick drum.
All right. Well, whatever works for you guys. And
we're just lazy.
And why don't we just keep things rolling along? In fact, what do you got next?
Well, we're going to do a little gambling song. This one's called High Roller.
Sit down and lean, Gene, don't tell me what it's all about.
Get that high roller. In fact, you've got a new record coming out. Is it? Yeah. You know, when do you think you that?
You know, I was shooting for Christmas, but right now I'm in the artwork stage, so it's anybody's guess. But it's completed. It's mastered. It's ready to go, and it's called Red River.
In fact, do you want to play something off that?
Hey, that'd be great. Hey,
you brought it in. It'd be a world premiere right here on the Live Drive at 5.
Yep. You guys got the exclusive. This one's called Red River.
Yeah, just let me get that up.
You have one, at least one other CD, Gravetown, that's available now.
Well, it was a little sampler, little EP, just to give out to folks at shows, and you know they've been buying them left and right off the site, and it was just a nice little calling card. But we remixed everything, added another 10, 12 songs, and got it mastered by Tom Durack. In fact, he's a fellow Detroiter, but he lives out in New York City. He's done a lot of work with Lou Reed and the B-52s, and They Might Be Giants, and people like that. So he did a real good job on the mastering. We're very pleased.
Okay. And I know your last song, your last CD, Gravetown, had a six songs on it. How many do you think you got coming up on the next one?
This one's got 15 coming
up. Ooh, this will be a full CD.
Yeah, that's a full LP.
Okay, so why don't we give it a try? Let's try a little bit of Red River.
Rowan Thunder. White as snow, he rides hard, moon king dust,
Man, that's a Gravetown exclusive off their new record.
Soon to be released new record.
Yeah. You can't hear anything there?
No.
Okay, now you got it. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah, it's off the brand new. Well, in fact, it will be coming out probably this Christmas.
Trying. We're trying.
Oh, well, everybody's going to want one for their stocking.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. But why don't we just keep the music rolling along with what you've got right now, right here, live and in person.
Cool. Hey, this is a new one that we've been working on. This is from my old stalking days. This one's called Wrong Address. Let's kick it. One, two, three, four.
Ooh, that ain't my shirt, baby. Lay on the bedroom floor. Well, this old key I got to clean it up. I broke in, I confess, must be the wrong address. I guess I must have stayed away too long. But the picture in the hallway looks a lot like you. I could be wrong. Just a man of distress, here at the wrong address. I broke in, let me guess, might be the wrong address. I went upstairs and tore apart the master suite. I found some letters buried deep. As I read them, my heart went boom. In the mirror, you were standing in the room. You
We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. I want to remind people, next week we're going to have the sights in right here on our Live Drive at 5 studios. So you never know what you're going to get. There's always something different here on the Live Drive at 5.
And I want to remind people that if you're unable to listen to the entire show in its entirety, or you want to re-listen to this show of Gravetown, you can go to the WHFR website and click on the Motor Live Drive. And it goes by date, so today's date is November 5th. Just click on that, and you will be able to listen to this show in its entirety. Got a little discussion going on in the studio, I think, what they're going to be doing next. So as soon as they're good to go. All right.
Well, we just got hit by the spirit, so we're going to do that that song for you now.
So
get ready for a blessing.
Okay, this is the gospel of rock and roll, of course.
Yeah, this is called River Jordan.
All right. Amen. All right.
Well, we got a couple more for you.
Well, I hope so. We've got a couple of minutes left here. So, in fact, I was going to ask you sometime during this show. You've been around in the Detroit scene for a long time.
No, I'm only 26.
No, but yeah.
You used to bounce me on your leg. You don't remember?
Well, that must have been your older brother who was in the Gargoyle Sox and all the the Gothabilly stuff way the Goth era.
Well, it was the Gargoyle Sox during the Goth era and Country Bob and the Blood Farmers too.
All right,
you know, in and out. You know Tex, of course.
Oh yeah,
and, yeah.
Yeah, in fact,
hey Tex, big shout out to you, brother.
In fact, we had another Blood Farmer in here just a couple of weeks ago. We had Saranna Verlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Playing with Billy Brandt.
Yeah, and she is a Blood Farmer as well.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yep.
So yeah, old Tex has a whole crew that he brings out to his Blood Farm.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's a revolving door, you know. It's like one comes in, one goes out, you know. But it keeps it fresh that way. It's cool.
All right.
Yeah, he's doing well.
But it's good to see you're back in you're back in the saddle. You got the Gravetown going, and it's something a little different this time around.
Well, you know, we had this other, Jim Rote and myself started this band called the Trapdoor Spiders, and a production team in Nashville wanted to hear it. So I figured, hey, instead of just sending this, let's write some songs and send them some country songs. Well, that's what we did. A couple weeks later, we got a reply back, and they went nuts over the country song. So we kind of just dropped the Spiders and just kind of developed this on our own. So that's my Nashville story.
All right. And who's your main songwriter in this band?
That would be moi.
Moi? Hey. All right. So. Yeah,
but I couldn't do it without these guys, so. Oh, I think my nose just grew.
That was hitting that mic, huh?
Okay. Hey, this is a big shout out to my friend Adam Coffin. Out in L.A., he's got a great gothic band called Blood Penny. And I know he likes this song. This one's called Fields of Fire.
Setting the airwaves on fire right here on WHFR.
Okay, we're going to do a crazy little song for you here now.
Oh, my.
You know, we don't get to play this one too much, and you'll know why. This is a crazy little song called Given Lip. It's kind of like, you know how they got the alien problem out in Arizona? Well, at the Gravetown complex, we've got a worse one.
Something worse?
Oh, it's way worse, bro.
How could that be?
Wait to hear this one.
I hope it's FCC approved.
You know, this is I'm self-censoring, so if I slip, get ready with that button.
Okay, I am ready. But you better not slip.
We're gonna try. saw aliens. He cried, said, sitting up on the house, and I x-ray my head. Spit on a gun, got a beat on one. Took him and his brothers, hung around and took another. Well, they come down in that ship, thinking they was hip. She'd break a side of fire, make trouble, hit her lips. So I run into town, see what's going down. When I saw my cousin's tractor, throwing a nuclear reactor. I says, hey, why? He says, cause we're in luck. He continues to explain the weird device. What on earth? He also told me a double as a still. So we poured ourselves some shine, had ourselves a time. When two aliens were drinking, sucking up, I caught us blind. Didn't have a clue, so offered him some dew, which it seemed to like a lot. They dropped their guns and just forgot. So we stuck away and circled back while other ships were landing. Around the still were aliens, 1,000 or more standing. My cousin started chuckling, what possess a soul? It's head up, ready or not, he hit the remote control! Him and Stitches on his side, me gagging, crying. We blew him back to hell, well, at least back to Orion. Start fire, making trouble, and giving lip.
All right, Gravetown right here. In fact, you've got a couple of things off your new record coming up. You want to try something off that?
Off the new record?
Yeah, you got a couple more songs off that.
Oh, are you saying you want to play some?
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to do that?
Ugly birds or Hangman?
Hangman would be the one?
Yeah, go Hangman.
Okay.
That's number two. And the name of the CD will be Red River. You have your own label, or?
Yeah, it'll be on the Manster Music label.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And hopes to be out by Christmas.
Yeah, that's iffy, but man, I just pray to the good Lord that transpires.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
All right, well, let's get that Hangman up and running. Thank you.
That sounds real nice. We usually don't like to play recorded music that you've done, mastered in the studio with all the effects and the, you know, the backup vocals and all of that, because we're going raw when we go live. But it's really exciting to have a debut here. This is the first time it's ever been aired. And so it's here on the Live Drive at 5.
Cool. Yep, you've got the exclusive on that.
Oh, we always are exclusive right here on the Live Drive at 5. Now, I want to remind people they can come out and see you live at the Ritz this Saturday night. Do you know who else is playing there with you?
Yeah, we've got End Days, Discreet, and Monocaine.
All right.
On the show.
Okay, and then they can come out and see you November 13th at the Doghouse in Grosbeck.
Doghouse with Dinosaur Pimps and, oh boy.
The Tiles.
No, Tiles is in December. Oh, well, another good band.
All right, well, they're all wonderful bands. What more can we say? But let's get some music rolling along. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, this will be our last live one for you. This is called She Had a Six Gun.
Hard rock and country music here with the Gravetown. All right. In fact, anything else you want to tell people? Where can people get a hold of you of Gravetown?
His phone number,
JP. No.
1-900.
JP.
You got a couple of websites. Why don't you give those one more time?
Yep. You can do the MySpace at /JP, as in Paul Kester, KOESTER. That'll take you to the Gravetown site. And then on Facebook, you can find us if you look for my name again, and you'll be able to get a page off that. And manstermusic.com.
All right. Why don't we to go out? We've got a couple of more minutes. Why don't we go out on a final song off your new record, something called Ugly Birds, right here on the Live Drive at 5 next week. Stay tuned for the sights.
Through desert towns, and I've drunk my fill. My boots are kissed the sand, walk on. Shot a man once for looking wrong, and when he begged. Not again. Did time, but didn't stay alone. I learned a gun when I was 6 years old, from a